Welcome to the Martin Bailey Photography Podcast. It's October 27, 2014, and this is episode 445. This week, we continue our travelogue of my recent Iceland tour and workshop with Tim Folmer and 14 amazing photographer participants as we travelled around this incredible country. We pick up the trail on September 27, day 6 of the tour, as we drive out to the Seljalandsfoss Falls, where we would change buses for one that could ford bigger rivers than ours could, and drive into the valley at Thorsmörk. Of course, we ensured that we had some time to shoot the falls before driving into Thorsmörk, so here today to start with is a photo of the falls to kick off this episode. As you can see from the perspective that this image was shot from, you can actually walk up and behind the falls. Once again though, this comes with its own challenges, as you're basically being rained on most of the time as you shoot. As I mentioned last week, although I generally advise people to use a rocket blower to blow away light rain or spray from the front of the lens, when it gets this wet, you just have to keep wiping the front of the lens. Rather than turning the camera away from the spray here though, I got my composition set up while getting spray on the lens and then wiped it, covered the front of the lens with a cloth for a few moments, and then started my 2-second timer before removing the cloth just a split second before the exposure was made. Again, because the wind is constantly causing the streams of water to register differently in your image, and because the sky is constantly changing too, I like to make at least 3 or 4 frames to give me some choice in a situation like this. The exposure here was 0.4 seconds at f/18, a little bit smaller aperture than I like to go to normally, but the sky was bright and I was using an ND8, a 3-stop neutral density filter if I recall. Had I changed to my ND400, I would have needed to increase the ISO to get a good shutter speed for the falls, so I opted for the smaller aperture and the ND8. As an aside, people often ask me why I don't use variable ND filters, and I actually have one, but I stopped using it pretty much as soon as I bought it because with wide-angle lenses like this, they just don't work. As you dial them down trying to get any real darkness out of them, they create a nasty black cross over the entire image. Plus, it's more difficult to calculate long exposures because you can't actually dial in an exact number of stops. So you end up shooting more trial and error shots, and with long exposures that wastes too much time. Anyway, we headed into Thorsmörk after this, and although the valley is absolutely stunning, I really didn't get anything that I can share with you. The full colour was beautiful, but just didn't really work for me. It's a beautiful drive though, and I really enjoyed the day, and I think the rest of the group did as well, as we forded river after river in that big bus. On the way out, we stopped at a number of locations getting some nice photographs, and here's one as we stopped just towards the end of the road before we headed out of the valley completely. This to me is typical of much of the terrain that you see across most of Iceland. Moss-covered mountains and valleys with black volcanic pebbles and babbling brooks. I don't believe I just said babbling brooks. This was a 1.3 second exposure at f/14 to make the water nice and silky, and I took this into Color Effects Pro to bring out some of the texture and enhance the greens. I often use the foliage filter in Color Effects Pro to make the moss look as vibrant as it really is in Iceland. As good as our cameras are now, they still don't quite capture those vibrant, bright greens as well as they appear to us in the field. Because we had to change buses at a certain time when leaving Seljalandsfoss earlier in the day, I ensured that we had a little more time at the end after leaving Thorsmörk to shoot them again. Here's a shot very similar to the one that I made here last year, but I really like the way the wind is catching the water this year, making the streams of water bend a little as they fall. And again, I processed this very dark, really leaving the water to take center stage. The white spots that you can see, if you view this large, you might be able to see some white spots on the cliff on the right side there. And they're actually birds. I think they're a type of gull that are just sitting up there, kind of laughing at the photographers and tourists standing around getting wet. Then, having switched back to our regular bus, we had a bit of a drive over to the town of Vic, where you might remember last year I shot a beautiful little white church up on the mountains behind the town. We all shot that again this year, but the light didn't quite catch the church in the same way, at least not for me. So that last shot from last year is still my winning shot of the church. We spent the night in a hotel overlooking the bay, and then the following morning went down to the beach to photograph the sea stacks and the basalt cave that you might remember from last year too. Here's a view from the same location, but looking in the opposite direction down the beach. As you can see, the waves were high, causing a lot of spray, almost like mist, which I really like. As Jay Mazel says, never trust air you can't see, or something like that. Although I think he probably used that phrase with a slightly different meaning. The black beaches here in Iceland really appeal to me though, and they work very well with the white waves like this. This was shot at 1/40th of a second, again at f14, so there's just enough movement to give the water a little bit of dynamism, but not enough for a long exposure, silky feel to the water. The view to my left as I stood at that spot was these monumental sea stacks. I recognise these instantly in one of the closing scenes from the new Noah movie with Russell Crowe, which I watched on the plane on the way over to Iceland. I won't go into detail though, or I'll spoil the movie, although I imagine that most of you already know the story. This was a 1/100th of a second exposure again at F14, as there was a lot of spray on the waves, which I wanted to freeze just a little bit more. If you click on these images on the blog to view at their full size, for the web that is, you'll see that the sky is just teeming with birds. That reminds me actually, I mentioned last week that Apple had broken the enhanced podcast format on the iPhone in iOS 8. Well, there was good news in that on iOS 8.1, they actually fixed the problem, it seemed. But then what happens is as you get into the enhanced podcast, about 3 or 4 images in, it stops. So it's basically only half fixed. So I guess we need to continue to wait for that before we're about to use the iPhone to view the images again. So I actually did at this place, though, I did a couple of long exposures. But because of all of those birds, it looked like a child had scribbled all over the images with a pencil. And obviously the birds flying around during the exposure, they left little black lines everywhere. So I ended up not using the long exposure shots. But because of that, I was doubly pleased that I did some normal exposure shots here too, or I would have basically wasted these beautiful waves. Here's a wider shot too, with the light catching the water left on the beach from the waves and some beautiful rays of light radiating out from the low sun through the clouds. Again, the sky is just full of birds, and this is another shot that I can't wait to make some time to print. I think this will look beautiful on breathing colours, vibrant metallic. Scenes like this had me shooting like crazy for the entire time while we were at this beach. I recommended that the group also go into the basalt cave that is actually on the left in this shot, but I didn't go in there myself this year. I regretted that decision later, of course, as I saw some of the photos from the rest of the group. It's always wonderful to see what everyone captures as we travel and see the wide range of images, some that make it hard to believe that we were in the same place at the same time. But this feeds our creativity and one of the best things about joining tours like this in my mind. After spending some hours at the beach, we had to leave for a longish drive over to Yoxutsalon, which is the lagoon with icebergs and ice on the beach where we'd spend the next 3 full days. Weather-wise, this was probably the best we had. Not necessarily the best for photography, because I prefer my dramatic Icelandic skies. But as you can see in this next shot, we had to stop the bus and all file out to make some images of these beautiful reflections. I shot this at 19mm with my 16-35mm lens, trying to get as much reflection in as possible. It was actually really difficult to get a good reflection without getting your own shadow in the frame because the sun was directly behind us. Some people lay down to avoid this. Some people did fun self-portrait shadow style images. I used a remote release and knelt down so that my shadow was not in the shot, but this did leave my camera's shadow in the frame, which I removed in Photoshop with content-aware fill later. When we arrived at Yoxutsalon in the afternoon, the sky was still clear, which causes a lot of contrast and not really ideal. But staying with the reflections theme, here's a shot of some of the icebergs in the lagoon. It's always interesting and fun spending time trying to isolate small parts of a scene that we find interesting. Over the 3 days that we visited this lagoon and the nearby beach with ice, amongst the group, that vertical structure to the left of the frame became affectionately known as the cathedral. It's amazing how much these icebergs move around as well. After a zodiac ride in the lagoon on our last day here, the cathedral had totally moved. It was in a totally different location to this. After a few hours photographing the icebergs, we went out onto the beach just outside of the lagoon, where the ice washes up and gets left on the beach during high tides, making for wonderful photographic subjects. Here's one example of the sort of fun that we have with these growlers on the beach. In technical terms, a growler is a piece of iceberg that is about as big as a car. They're called growlers because they make a growling sound as they rumble and roll along the hull of a ship when you run into them. Here you can see that I aligned the sun with the edge of the ice to form that starburst effect, just adding a little additional element of interest to the shot. This is a long exposure at 15 seconds, so that the bit of water that is visible between the two pieces, larger pieces of ice, is smoothed over a little. It was a wonderful afternoon, despite the weather, and the group got some incredible photos of both the lagoon and the ice on the beach here. To close today with our 10th shot for this episode, here's a simple detail shot from this afternoon. One thing that the bright sunlight is good for is illuminating the ice to the point that you can actually see the light coming through it. Here I included a line of the black pebbles that the ice was sitting on to give us an idea of the environment in a semi-abstract image. Okay, so we'll wrap it up there for today, and I'll see you back in the lagoon at the start of September 29, our second day there, when we return for the final episode of these travelogue series next week. Remember that we are now taking bookings for the 2015 Iceland Tour and Workshop, so if you're interested, do check that out at mbp.ac/Iceland2015. It's an amazing tour if you can make it, so I do hope to see you there. Thanks very much for listening today. If you enjoy this podcast, please share a link with your friends. And if you don't already, please subscribe in iTunes or your favorite podcast program to ensure uninterrupted delivery. You can find me on Google+, Twitter and Facebook, etc. And links to everything that I'm up to are at martinbaileyphotography.com. So do drop by and take a look. I'll be back next week with another episode. But in the meantime, you take care and have a great week, whatever you're doing. Bye-bye.